Hi, I'm Ian Wright, librarian at the North Muskegon branch of the Muskegon Area District Library, and you're listening to Humans of Muskegon, Musician Edition. This program aims to highlight and support musicians in Muskegon County and give them an opportunity to share their story in music, as well as their connection to West Michigan. On this episode, we will be connecting with the group Immerse the Soul. Guys, thanks for being here today. Care to introduce yourselves?
Thank you. Hi, I'm Matthew. I'm the bass player. I also play percussion and other string instruments.
I'm Damaru. I'm a master hand percussionist, and I also play the American flute and the cello.
I'm Edward. I play a lot of stringed instruments, mostly guitar and also keyboards.
And mandolin. Don't
mandolin.
Yes.
Very cool. Were you all born and raised here in Muskegon?
No, I was born in Grand Haven.
Okay.
Yeah, born and raised.
Cool.
And I'm originally from Nebraska, transplanted here about 17 years ago.
Wow. Okay. Mm. Big move.
I'm a Muskegon native, born at Hackley Hospital.
All right. Very cool. How did you guys all meet?
We started as a recording project. A friend of mine named Phil Myers, he's a recording engineer with so much experience. He's recorded over 1,000 artists and bands. And so we were working on a project with him, Trip Hop project, and then it started out as a solo album for me, Damaru, and then I started getting all these other guys in to be a part of it, you know, stand-up bass and guitars, and we got a trumpet player, and what's the other one?
He plays clarinet.
Yeah, clarinet too, and it just started out as two different recording projects, and then we started hosting open mics, and we just decided to make an actual band out of this.
Very cool. How would you say that Muskegon has shaped your sound as a musician?
Well, I'm going to use the word diversity.
Okay.
I like the diversity here, and it's helped open my mind to more things. Different music styles that I hadn't really planned on trying, like trip hop. I had never thought about or considered taking part in a trip hop project until being invited, and I love it. It's really fun.
Cool.
Yes, yes, for sure.
All right. Who would you say your biggest musical influences are?
Being a drummer, I actually started playing drum set and mostly heavy metal because that's the most challenging for a drummer to play, and that has helped shape my style today, playing hand drums instead of drum set, because I can make so many different sounds and polyrhythms on just one drum itself. So it's really, really been a good influence at heavy metal. And I also did different styles, but what about you, Edward?
I'm kind of inspired by the post-punk new wave era from the late 70s and early 80s. Groups like Public Image Limited, Magazine, Susie and the Banshees.
Are there any other local musicians, venues, or community spaces that you would say played a big role in your growth?
I want to shout out to Big Daddy Fox. The man puts on the best blues jam for years and years and years. And when I first got to this area and I found the blues family, I knew I was home. And that was in Grand Haven. That was formerly known as The Delight and then later moved to Sporty's.
Mm-hmm. Cool. How would you describe the local music scene here in Muskegon?
It's very diverse. It's a beautiful mix of different genres and different sounds and different instruments. And not only that, but the venues here are amazing to host everybody. Like, I mean, it's just beautiful.
The diversity.
Yes.
The people are so different from each other, and we all come together and we enjoy each other's company.
Awesome. Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent here in Muskegon, especially musicians who make music in their own homes and post it on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you guys feel supported by the community as musicians?
Definitely.
Indeed.
Definitely.
Awesome. How have you guys seen the music scene change over time?
So I feel that it's been getting more into using keyboards and computer generated and AI as a tool.
Okay.
Yes, and it's less actual instruments that you play that are raw, and but adding that to the new sound.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. What do you hope people think or feel when they hear your music?
I hope people feel peace and calm and love.
Mm. Good one.
Yeah, very cool. What advice would you give to up-and-coming musicians in the Muskegon area?
Never give up.
Never
give up. Keep going, no matter what.
That's fantastic advice. Mm-hmm. No matter who you are. Awesome. Where can people find your music or see you guys perform next?
Cafe Tamaki on the 28th of this month. I'm going to be hosting a CD release party for my solo album. But we're going to be doing an open mic night at the end with all of these cats that are in this band.
Okay.
And as well as anybody who wants to join. But yeah, also on the 7th of this month, we're going to be performing at Soulfire Forest area for a festival. It's our first festival for this year.
Very cool. Well, guys, thanks for coming out again today and talking with us. You guys are going to be performing a song for us today. What song are you guys playing for us?
Immerse the Soul.
Immerse the Soul. Awesome. Yes. So we have Immerse
Self-titled. Yeah.
Immerse the Soul playing their self-titled track, Immerse the Soul.
Thank you.